The Public Service Board quizzed representatives of Fairpoint Communications and the Department of Public Service Thursday on an agreement that would end a 9-month board investigation into the company. The board has been looking into Fairpoint phone service delays and an outage last year that brought down Vermont's E911 system. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Under the terms of the agreement, the Department of Public Service says Fairpoint is adopting the key recommendations made by an expert who studied the outage affecting E911 services. The company also agrees to do a better job informing customers due credits on their bills. As part of the settlement, the department will join the company in asking the board to review Fairpoint's service quality requirements. Fairpoint Vermont President Beth Festigi told the board that news stories about service problems hurt her business. She says none of the company's major competitors are singled out in the same way because service quality standards don't apply to them.
But I understand why we're here, and I'm not saying that we didn't have a lot of missteps, but in this day and age, to be the only competitor that's reporting service quality is frustrating.
Under the settlement, Fairpoint agrees to accept nearly $50 million in federal funds to improve broadband service. The money is available from a program called CAF-2, but it will require a significant investment by the company, which Festigi called a risk. Jim Porter of the Department of Public Service told the board that without the agreement ending the investigation, the state feared Fairpoint would not apply for the CAF-2 funds.
I think that was something that required a vote of their board of directors, and certainly the department had some concerns that having the open proceeding, as we did, might not weigh in our favor.
Porter says while the company and the state generally agree that service quality standards should change, he expects they will disagree on what they should be and which customers they should apply to. For their part, board members questioned the department and the company about why Fairpoint's customers would be better off with the agreement. Whether the settlement will ultimately receive the board's blessing remains to be seen, but outside the hearing, Irv Tomei expressed misgivings. Tomei is the chairman of EC Fiber, a community-owned fiber-to-the-home provider in central Vermont. Because Fairpoint is a regulated carrier, it's first in line for the federal broadband funds. Tomei says that's one of the benefits Fairpoint derives from the regulations it's seeking to change.
Fairpoint complains about the regulations to which it's subject. But there are major privileges that go with those regulations, including the fact that they had the right of first refusal on this CAF-2 money.
Tomei says he's disappointed the state wants Fairpoint to receive money to provide service that may not meet the FCC's current definition of broadband or meet Vermont's future needs. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.